views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to our good news segment. Slip, slide in away. Slip, slide. Yeah. That's what happens in the winter. That's exactly what happens in the winter. Why? Because when we think about hitting the road in this winter, we just do not do the things that we need to do. And I want to just give a shout out for all of you SUV owners like I am. Just because you got that all-wheel drive and you think it's all about you, I am going to tell you one thing. If you are not paying attention to what's going on with your tires, slip, slide in away. Hey, everybody, joining me here today is Kirk Langley. Kirk, great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I like your singing. That was awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe I did that. Okay, so I want to talk about a couple of things, but right away I want to talk about the misconceptions. And this is one of the things that I find. Being a person that's been in a couple of accidents herself, other people popping out, hitting me in the side, hitting me in the back, the one thing that we've discovered across the board, and I remember, I can't talk about the details of the case, but I remember one case. One of the reasons was exactly what we are talking about today. And the misconceptions, and this is something that is really important, and I know you're going to talk about it. Nowadays, like if you're in my car or the new cars you're buying, what happens is you have this thing that stops you. You have this other thing that makes you look at things. You have this other thing that beeps. But here's the thing. If that stuff is happening and your tires are bald, look out, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think that having a tire with plenty of tread is very important. It's vital to your safety. I think it's very important. And at Discount Tire, we do free tire inspections at any store, any time.
Well, look, you're the regional vice president with Discount Tire, and you're out there talking about this because, you know, first of all, we want to stop the rate of accidents that happen in the winter. We want to drop them down. But the other thing is, this is an information segment, and that's really what's most important about it. Beyond my really bad singing, there are a couple things that I think people need to look at. I want to ask you this thing. A lot of times when we look at tires, and first of all, my experience with Discount Tires is that's the place to go. Just that's where I go. But one of the things that I'm really stunned by sometimes is, especially if you live in a wintry place, we compromise on quality. And can you talk to that issue? People think, let me save a buck here and a buck there, and they get tires that are just not going to cut it. What's your experience?
You know, I agree with you. I'm originally from Colorado, so I've been dealing with, winter my whole life in the business. I've been with Discount Tire for 26 years. So, I think that that's definitely a true statement. I believe that, there in Washington, the most important tire to have on your vehicle this time of year would be a winter tire. A winter tire is going to give you great traction when the temperature is 45 degrees or less, whether it's raining or snowing and there's some ice on the road, or even if it's a dry road. a winter tire is going to give you the best, safest traction for you and your family. Because what happens with the all-weather tire, performance tire, that come on today's newer vehicles, that tire hardens when it gets cold outside, and it slides around a lot easier. And basically, when it snows or rains, you're a lot more likely to have the snow or rain stick to your tire and make your tire slide around a lot easier. And so I definitely recommend winter tires this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, there is a couple of misconception, I think. Winter tires versus all-wheel tires, all-weather tires. And I think what this show is about is to have people start to ask the questions. And as they ask the questions, then what they can do is they can say, wait a minute, I think I need to speak to somebody to have them take a look at this. Tell us about what I found. And I have to tell you where I'm coming from. I grew up, my dad was a truck driver, a mechanic, and most of my young years, my fingernails were full of grease. So I'm just saying that that's why this is on the top of my list to talk about. When you talk about checking your tread, I can remember an hour with my dad just over this, but we don't need to do that. Why is tread so important in stopping and in control?
You want to have enough tread on your tire. Your whole tire, when it's on the road, does not contact the pavement. There's a contact patch, which is, usually a small circle or a small square of your tire that actually hits the road. So if you don't have adequate, tread, you're not going to have any traction. So, at Discount Tire, we recommend tires, anywhere at 430 seconds or below. And then eight tire age is important as well. 6 years or older, we recommend new tires just because, tires petroleum based and it does break down over time with the sun and different seasons and so forth. So definitely recommend tires at 6 years as well. A very easy check pad for tread is just to use a penny. If you turn that penny upside down and put it in one of your tread grooves, if you can see Lincoln's head, there's a very good chance you need some tires, and just stop in your local Discount Tire and get a free tire inspection.
One of the things too I want to ask you about is you need to get the inspection. This is what I think is one of the biggest debates that we have at the Thanksgiving dinner table. And when it comes to car safety and winter safety, and just because I live in the Pacific Northwest, let me explain something here about us. One of the things people think is we don't get a lot of snow. That is really not the way this works. Here in the Pacific Northwest, what happens is temperatures drop. And even if we're not getting heavy snow, that black ice that's on the road or what's on the road that you can't see here is we're notorious for that. Not to mention, we have some of the most beautiful snow places to go to. Rotating your tires. This is one of those things where people say, I don't think I need to do that. What does rotating your tires do for people?
So rotating your tires is, it's like changing oil in your car. Most vehicles, most of your weight is in the front of the vehicle, and so is most of your braking power most of the time. So your front tires usually take more of a beating than your rear tires. So, we recommend rotating your tires every 5,000 to 6,000 miles. It's gonna decrease tire wear. It's going to make the tires last longer. And again, you're going to have more tread, on your tires longer. Because if you don't rotate your tires, what tends to happen is that those two front tires will wear out a lot faster than the rear tires. And which, when that happens, a lot of consumers just, continually replace two tires. Where we recommend replacing all four tires at the same time. So you have four tires with matching tread to get a good balance on the vehicle to create a safer, a safer situation for you and your family.
Okay, let me go down the list. Give us, from your perspective, what is at the top of your list for our listeners to know and the action for them to take? And the other thing is time frame to do it. A lot of times we actually wait till the snow falls and then we do something.
Yeah, again, I being from a winter tire area in Colorado, now being in Minnesota, I know that in the Pacific Northwest is very similar. It's just like you said, it doesn't get a lot of snow, but still cold. I recommend, I recommend winter tires for sure. It's the safest option for you and your family. I recommend changing over to those winter tires. You know, we start as early as September here in Minnesota because your morning temperatures are below 45 degrees and your evening temperatures are below 45 degrees, so it's a good time. And as you said, you know, as humans, I think that we all procrastinate. And, you know, you start in September, you can beat that rush from that first snowfall when it does, you know, when everybody goes to their local tire place to get tires, and you can beat that rush, and it's a lot easier for you. And then you leave those tires on until around April 1st, because again, you know, our temperatures stay in that 45 degree range for, you know, about 6 months.
Awesome. Tell folks again, how can they find out more? And then the one last thing I want to cover, and I think this is the thing that confuses a lot of us, and that has to do with pressure.
Absolutely. So we have a lot of great information on our website. The website is discounttire.com. Again, discounttire.com. There's a lot of great information on there, safety tips, and then also winter tire tips as well, and then air pressure. You brought that up. So, you know, in an area like Washington or, you know, any cold weather area, I think it's very important to air check your tires quite often. Reason being, you know, being, again, I'm going to use Colorado as an example. One day, you know, it could be 60 degrees. The next day it could be, you know, in the teens. And that, you know, that big significant drop in air temperature can drop your air pressure on your tires by about 4 to 5 degrees, and your tires are always taking a beating and losing air anyway. Then you add that 4 or 5 pounds on top of it, it's going to turn on that little dash light in your car. The tire pressure monitoring system is telling you that your tire is low. So yes, air pressure is vital to get the best performance out of your tires, because as I spoke of earlier, that contact patch changes by not having enough air pressure in your tire.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. One last question. Again, please give your website. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
You know, again, our website's discounttire.com, and we are you know, in Washington, and we definitely love the opportunity for business. If you come into a store, we do lifetime rotations, lifetime balancing, free repairs, tire inspections, air checks at any store in Washington, and we definitely love the opportunity for your business.
And actually, that's where I do go. And by the way, little story, I had a situation with a tire about 2 years ago and came in after going to a number of other places, came in and had the greatest customer service that you can even imagine, and got so much help and information that two other people told me that I needed a new tire, and the people that I worked with really were upfront. They could have sold me a new tire, and they said, you know what? You don't need a new tire. You need this, this, and this. And I'll tell you, that level of integrity for us right now in any business, that's the way to go. So I want to thank you all for being who you are.
Well, thank you for those kind words. We definitely appreciate it.
All right, everybody, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Transformation Talk Radio. And by the way, this is our good news segment. So, I mean, over the years, you have heard me interview congressmen, congresswomen, directors of the VA, you name it, because we are committed here to making sure that when our service people come back, they get the best of information, the best of care, and the best of the opportunities. Today, Dr. David Aaron, Director of Clinical Program Research and Education, Cleveland VA Medical Center, Department of Veterans Affairs, is joining me here today because this, I love this word, everybody. I love the word innovative. As a matter of fact, I have a funny feeling we're going to use that for our upcoming new app. But innovative strategies for veterans with diabetes. Dr. Aaron, thank you for joining me here today. This is a very big conversation, isn't it?
It's a big conversation because it's a very common condition and it has an outsized effect, not only on the healthcare system, but the country as a whole.
We have done a number of shows on diabetes across the board. My family, personal note, my family members suffer from it. Millions and millions of people. I want to ask you this question. What is the level of awareness that brought this to your attention to have this be sort of a media campaign to let folks know about this and about what's going on? What was it for you all?
So I have kind of a long history in this. I've been a VA physician and a researcher, particularly in diabetes, for 40 years. And I've seen a lot of changes over the years. And one of the changes that I've seen is we have an epidemic going on, an epidemic of obesity, which is leading to an epidemic of type 2 diabetes, the most common type that we see. And it is something that I just felt I had to do something. It wasn't enough for me to just think about the one patient at a time in front of me. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love my patients. I love taking care of my patients.
Yeah.
But I wanted to think of things from a systems perspective. What can we do that will help people manage diabetes? One of the key insights that I gained along the way, you know, there are 525,600 minutes in a year. Well, if someone with diabetes is seeing their physician or their healthcare system, you know, three times a year, four times a year, you know, for 100 minutes, who's taking care of them the other 525,500 minutes?
Yeah.
They've got to do it. So that enabling people to take care of themselves, self-management of diabetes, absolutely critical.
Yeah.
And frankly, this is something that as a physician, it's not something we're generally taught. It means if we care about it, we have to search for the expertise elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I work with a team of people, okay? And I don't care who has the right answer. I don't care if it's a nurse, if it's a nurse practitioner, if it's a dietitian, if it's a psychologist, a pharmacist, if it's the patient. I don't care who has the right answer. I want the right answer.
Yeah.
And that's something that we can do in the VA.
Yeah, I love
this.
Wonderful. I love what you're talking about because one of the things that I love is, you know, using a systems approach. You know, another word for that is holistic approach. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes, you know what we tend to think? We tend to think, go to the shelf, get this, and there we are. All will be well. But this is really to educate people so that we upfront and personal, right on the onset, we understand, oh, wait a minute, this is a symptom I should be aware of. What are some of the symptoms? And thank you for your passion and your commitment to this.
Yeah, well, some of the symptoms, some of the early symptoms are related to elevated blood sugar levels, causes increase in urination, especially urinating at night, increased thirst, blurred vision related to changes in the configuration, the shape of the lens in the eye, sometimes dizziness, sometimes weight loss. But what this can be a very insidious disease, so that people can go for a long time with no symptoms and then come in with pretty advanced disease. I've even seen one person whose first manifestation that anybody recognized was a stroke.
Mm.
I mean, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's, you know, it was just not recognized, and that's just the way it is. Things are subtle.
Yeah.
But you mentioned the holistic approach.
Yeah.
A holistic approach is important not only at the individual patient level.
Right.
Okay. I like to think about what am I asking the patient to do? What kind of burden am I placing on the patient by saying, do this, follow this diet, do this exercise, you know, take this medication 4 times a day, blah, you know, blah, blah, blah. That puts a burden on people.
Yeah.
I have to consider what is the capacity of people to deal with that burden. And if I burden the person excessively, they can't do it. It's not so much they don't want to do it. It's they can't do it. But going further, that's kind of the holism at the individual person level. But as individual people, we are nested within families, which are nested within communities, which are nested within societies. And each of those levels gets diabetes. Think about the community, which is unsafe to walk in.
Yeah.
And we're telling our patients they need to walk because it's important that they exercise because they have diabetes or to control their weight, but they can't. To me, that means the community has gotten diabetes.
Mm.
It's not just the person, but the community. And as a country, this country, and quite frankly, it's worldwide now, has diabetes.
Yeah. We have done so many shows. And you know what? I am so glad. I love the way you're talking about this. Number one, we have done so many shows about the level of, you know, obesity. And, you know, what I'm looking at now is I'm shocked how it's like nowhere, how there is no real national effort to really take a look at this, especially in our children. But beyond that, you know, we're talking about something that people struggle with and have so much difficulty at some level to get the right treatments. And what I'm interested in from you is, in your journey, innovations has got to be the key to solution and possibility. What have you discovered? And I would love for you to give the website for folks so they can, you know, browse themselves.
Sure. The website is www.research.va.gov. So my own research has been around new ways to provide care. Not so much change what it is we're providing, but rather how we can provide it more effectively. So we have been doing and studying group visits for diabetes,
mm-hmm.
where a whole group of patients will be in the same room with a multidisciplinary team that's absolutely critical because you need all kinds of expertise to do this, people working together to solve each other's problems. Oh, who has a problem with this? And a veteran will answer, I have this problem. And then I'll ask, or whoever's leading the group will ask, well, who else has had that problem and solved it? And how did you do it?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that peer-to-peer kind of support that's really critical. And we've, you know, some of my research has shown how effective that is at actually improving blood pressure control, cholesterol control, glucose control. Another is, so I'm a specialist. I'm an endocrinologist.
Yeah.
So this is my area of specialty. But if I think about the Cleveland VA where I work, we have about 115,000 veterans that we take care of, and we have about 30,000 with diabetes. Now, there aren't that many endocrinologists here. Mm-hmm. We as endocrinologists can't do it ourselves. We have to do things that will enable our primary care providers to do the bulk of the work. And, you know, we'll see the particularly problematic patients, you know, the really difficult to control patients. So one of the studies that I've done, it's actually the study I'm proudest of, is a study of comparing consultation via teleconferencing with the patient versus having the patient come and see me in person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all, I wanted to show that there was no difference. I wasn't looking that one was going to be better than the other. I was hoping there would be no difference.
Which you find?
They're the same. We got the same results.
Wow. That's groundbreaking.
That's fantastic.
Too. Yeah.
It means that the patient doesn't have to travel up here from wherever they live. Even in a compact network like ours, it's still, you know, an inconvenience. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
But what made this for me a study that I am most proud of is because we did this as a trial with half of our community-based outpatient clinics got access to this teleconsultation and half didn't. At the end of the trial, this was even before the results were in, the clinics that had access to teleconsultation demanded that we keep doing it, because they liked it so much. And the other clinics that didn't have access had heard about the clinics that had access, and they demanded that they get it. And now it's just the way we do business.
Mm.
It's just one more kind of diabetes clinic.
Do you think...
And that's a thing that you can do in the VA.
Do you think that this will drive a policy change? And what I mean by that is, you know, I live in the Pacific Northwest, and what I'm really acutely aware of is how many of these kinds of services, consultations that happen here from the doctors or practitioners here. I mean, how do you think that result might change the number of people that reach out to get help?
You know, I think a lot depends on how healthcare is organized, and that's strictly a policy, a series of policy decisions. One thing that has kept me in the VA is that I get a salary. I work hard because I love working hard.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference to me whether or the system specifically, you know, how much I do, as long as I do it really well and everyone gets what they need. And that's what I worry about.
Yeah.
That I'm doing a good job. I'm not worried about, you know, doing extra procedures just for the money, you know, or to worry about overhead or things like that. And
these are real issues.
There's no question.
Yeah.
You know?
I know exactly what you
so
mean.
I've been lucky. I've been very lucky, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that when we're talking about this, we're talking about really providing people with a new, not just a new level of innovation, but what I've discovered over time, passion fuels purpose, and it's not the other way around. And what I'm really sensing from you is that's what's fueling you. And what that means, though, it means better care. Look, I want to thank you for today. I know these are short interviews. Would you mind giving out the website again? And then one last question. I'd love to have your personal message, what you'd like to leave us with today.
Sure. So the website is www.research.va.gov. And my personal message is, I want to thank every veteran out there and everyone who cares about them for the privilege of being able to help you. It's a privilege.
Mm.
It's not a job. It's a privilege.
Wow. Hey, everybody. If this doesn't make your day, I don't know what will. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify.
What?
Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death, from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind, that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to our good news segment. I am so thrilled today because there is something that many of you have heard us talk about. Actually, we've done a number of shows. Living in the Pacific Northwest, you get a totally different perspective on what we mean when we say atmospheric anything here. So today, I am thrilled to have Kevin Petty joining me here today, Director of Science and Forecasting Operations. And this is public-private partnerships at IBM's The Weather Company. Today, we're going to talk about some revolutionary forecasting tools that are being developed by IBM. This is a special announcement about a new weather system. And boy, you all know how important this is. Kevin, great to have you here. Well, this is exciting, boy, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it is exciting. Thanks for having me on. We're really excited about delivering this new forecast system. We think it's going to have a significant impact for people around the world.
One of the things that people may not know, they may not know the diverse, what I mean by the diverse areas that IBM gets involved in. And one of the things is that many of us remember that scene from the movie Hidden Figures and, you know, IBM's mention in there. Certainly the organization has evolved. Let me ask you, how important is it to really look at the forecasting for weather, but more importantly, the ever-changing landscape of weather?
Oh, it's so important. I mean, in this day and age, populations around the world are growing, business continues to grow. And the key aspect there is that we are all impacted by weather. And so when we can have better weather information. We are more informed. We can make improved decisions about how to respond to weather, particularly adverse weather. And that is so important in this day and age. And the nice thing is technology is continuing to evolve. So we continue to be able to make advancements in the area of weather analysis and forecasting.
You know, it's funny that we're talking about this now, Kevin. There's a blockbuster movie that's about to come out, and it talks about the emergence of weather and, you know, the two key characters that were involved in this. And it's a scene from this hot air balloon that the commercials on television are playing, where a woman and a man are exploring the aspects of forecasting, and they're soaring up, 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 and she hits an atmosphere where the atmosphere is freezing. Now, here we are. Can you imagine being back in the day and not having aircraft that could go at that level to tell anybody that up there it is like really freezing? Boy, how far have we come?
Yes, we've come really far. I mean, you know, now in this day and age, we have these complex mathematical models that allow us to better understand the weather and simulate the atmosphere forward in time to get these predictions. And, people love to talk about the weather, particularly here in the United States. And with new technologies and these numerical weather prediction models, we've actually improved forecasting significantly over the last several decades. And I have no doubt that as we move forward in time, we will continue to see improvements. And what IBM is launching today, IBM Graph, is an example of that. We are going to continue to work to push the envelope when it comes to weather forecasting, not only for people here in the United States, but even those most vulnerable populations around the world, such as in Asia and Africa and South America.
Do you mind giving me, I love to know the evolution of things. I'm always asked questions about the network. I'm always asked questions like, my God, Pat, first of all, nobody knows that you, a woman, owns a broadcast network. There aren't any of those. But more importantly, what was the evolution of going from a radio show to a 10-channel positive talk network? And they want to know the evolution. And I want to know the evolution of this for you, because for me, there's always a story behind the story. I want to know what you all saw. Maybe it was years ago where you said, wait, hit the pause button. We at IBM, we got to do something different here.
Well, that's actually a really great question. And what we saw was a gap. And let me explain that gap a little bit, in that currently we depend on global models that operate at scales of about 6 miles. And these models update 4 times a day. This new system that we are releasing, called IBM Graph, is going to be operating at scales of 2 miles, and it's going to be updating hourly. And we're talking about a global model here. This can only be done, you know, through the use of our IBM Power 9 supercomputer. And the fact that we can run a global model at high resolution now allows us to now deliver information to people around the world, not just here in the United States, where we have been quite privileged. I know we tend to harp on the weather a little bit, but actually our forecasts are quite good here. But if you are in places like India or in Africa, those forecasts are not as good. And that's one thing that drove us to this particular innovation. And we've been able to bring it to bear by working with our partners, such as the National Center for Atmospheric Research. So we're really proud about this new launch, this new release of this technology, because we believe that we're going to be able to enhance the protection of people's lives and property around the world, as well as bolster economic activity through allowing businesses to operate more efficiently and effectively.
You know, when I think about this, sometimes you're so right. Sometimes we forget that we are quite privileged here. You know, when we can download the app for the Weather Channel or any place else, you know, whatever that is we have, you know, we can download it and we can get information. But there are parts of the world, and I have some friends that have family in Asia and Indonesia, and those folks don't have quite the same access. And I got to ask you this, Kevin. I mean, this is about not just simply what should I wear today, what's the weather. This really is about saving lives, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. If there is a thunderstorm approaching, you know, I give the example of a fisherman in Africa, let's say, that individual will have a better understanding if there's a thunderstorm moving their way, and they can get out of harm's way with that better information. And that is really key when it comes to protecting lives. Which is so important. And as I mentioned, in these parts of the area of the world where people are really vulnerable to extreme weather events, whether it be heavy precipitation, flooding, thunderstorms, even heat waves, if we can do a better job of really delivering that information, we will save lives.
Yeah. One of the things I want to do before, I know these are really short interviews, let's make sure we mention how people can find out more about this.
Sure. People can find out more about IBM Graph by going to ibm.com/weather. The output from the IBM Graph model will be integrated into the forecast that one would see on the Weather Channel app or the Weather Underground app or even at weather.com. So several ways to access the information, but also learn more about what we're doing.
I want to ask you this question. I know there are a lot of details we can get into, but you live and breathe this. This is your passion. This is your purpose. My question to you is, given what you've seen and what we're talking about developing now, what most excites you about where you all are going in the future? What are we going to be looking at a year from now, 2 years from now? Of course, without you disclosing secret confidential information.
Yeah, no problem. We're super excited. We're super excited about, of course, the IBM Graph launch. But in addition to that, now we have this global high-resolution model that we can use in conjunction with things like artificial intelligence and machine learning. And that can provide additional insights that allows us to target specific parts of the world and populations that really need certain types of information. And that's really exciting. The bottom line here is we're not done yet. There's so much more that we can do, even with this current model that we've just launched, and then coupling that model with other technologies. So the sky's the limit.
Oh my gosh, I think this is so important. This is really personal to me because I watched my mom lose everything in Hurricane Andrew. I watched my mom lose her home. I watched, she was a realtor and we tried to get her out of Homestead, Florida. And she just looked at us and she said, I'm not leaving here. And this was in the aftermath. She said, you know, now I know why I got my realtor's license. I am here to help people rebuild. And I think that when we think about the weather and how the weather's changing, I don't think there's anything more important than getting information in a timely manner. Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. That is vital to everybody's decision-making process, yours, mine. So if we can get that type of information out of the door into mm-hmm. the hands of the people that need it most, they can make those critical decisions, really protecting themselves. And that's what we're all about mm-hmm. at the end of the day.
Yeah. And, you know, the economic impacts for this, I just want to say, I mean, if you think about the economic impacts for this, for people that perhaps were going to get information about a very unusual freezing and could do something about their crops. I mean, we really are talking about economic implications. We're also talking about economic growth around this, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. You know, with this type of information, we can, you know, we talked about saving lives and property, but, mm-hmm. you know, from the economic side of it, this can really bolster economies around the world. Mm-hmm. Everything is influenced by weather, and by applying weather to it, we can really enhance things in a number of different areas.
Yeah, thank you so, so very much. You know, just as a sidebar, sitting here in the Pacific Northwest, we've had the driest November in 100 years. And, you know, Seattle is not used to that. And all of my friends that like to go in the snow are wondering when it's going to come. I say it will come. Thank you so much. Please give out the website one more time.
Yeah, that's IBM.com/weather for more information about the graph itself. And please, you know, go to the Weather Channel app or Weather Underground app or weather.com if you want to get forecasts that are being influenced by IBM mm-hmm. graph.
And will people be able to get updates on your project and your technology as you go and grow?
Yeah, as we continue to develop it, we'll release the additional information along the way. Sure.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. We're going to take a short break, everybody. I know you're going to want this app. I know. We look at the weather like what, 5 times a day? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Listen, it is so great to have a very fantastic guest joining me here today, Ed Sedgwick, director of Veterans Channel Humana, here today to talk about health benefits in 2020. And there is a reason to talk about this. Many of you know that things have changed and continue to change. But what does this mean? And what if you are somebody out there that has served for us in the United States? What are some of the options, and what is it about what Humana is bringing forward to all of you that you should know? And even if this is not you, I am pretty sure you know somebody that could benefit from what we're about to talk about today. And that is an advantage for sure. And it's great to have you.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the ever-changing landscape right now. And what I mean is the ever-changing landscape of benefits, what's made available, and how different organizations are literally coming to the rescue to make things clearer, easier, and more expansive, especially in the arena we're talking about today, the Humana Honor.
Right. Thank thank you for asking that. And it, certainly it is expansive. It is changing. The landscape changes. The number of plans that are available to people are changing. And it's just a pleasure to talk today about the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan. It's a plan that's available, that will be available as of January 1st, 2000. So for those individuals who are looking for a Medicare or Medicare Advantage plan, as you know, the open enrollment period began October the 15th and will end December 7th.
Yep.
So there's a little bit of time left, but there's still a lot of time left if people want to make sure that they look for the right information.
Yeah.
Our honor plan was designed with veterans who get their health care at the VA in mind. It offers a robust dental benefit as well as urgent care coverage, access to an urgent care network. And it's a zero premium plan. So certainly affordable, a great option for those individuals who also go to the VA to get their health care, including their prescription drugs. And the Humana Honor plan is also available to individuals who are not veterans. So it's created, while it's created with veterans in mind, it's available to everybody.
Yeah, and I think that's important to talk about. One of the things that I do want to really drill down about is what is it that this particular approach has that stands out to you? And what I mean by that, there is, of course, there are some things that are standard across the board. But what I'm noticing that each organization, like Humana, for example, they have a certain philosophy, right? And the philosophy drives the benefits. And so talk about this philosophy and what really puts them or pulls them apart from the pack.
Well, I've been with Humana for 17 years, and I think philosophically and culturally, Humana is unique. And I mean that sincerely. We've been a TRICARE administrator for our active duty, reserve, military, and their families since 1996. And recently, a couple of years ago, we were awarded the TRICARE East contract where we cover almost 6 million individuals. We've had a relationship with the Veterans of Foreign Wars since 2012, as well as with AMVETS. In 2011, we put a stake in the ground on hiring veterans and military spouses. That was back when the unemployment rate among individuals returning from deployment was twice the national average. We committed to hiring 1,000 veterans. Since that time, we've hired almost 5,000 veterans and military spouses. So the culture here, I think, is one that drives a lot of what we do, drives most of what we do on the business side of things. So having that deep relationship with the military and veterans, it has fostered us to look at our Medicare Advantage plans. So when we look at the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plan, it would work side by side with the VA benefit. So individuals who are getting their health care at the VA and their prescription drugs can look at the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plan and get something that kind of rounds out the benefits that they get at the VA with this more robust dental benefit, and the urgent care access. And as I mentioned, it is a $0 premium, so it's certainly affordable. A veteran can have both. The Medicare Advantage plan doesn't interfere with the VA healthcare, nor does it jeopardize that. And that's a myth, a misconception, I think, among many veterans who are, you know, aging into Medicare, turning 65. And those who are 65 and eligible for Medicare, many veterans believe that they may jeopardize their VA coverage if they go to Medicare or Medicare Advantage.
Yep.
That's just tough.
Yeah, I have to tell you, you're absolutely right on that. And, you know, it's startling, but it's true. And I think it has nothing to do with Humana. It has to do with the history and the concern that our vets have about continuing to get the kind of coverage they need. And so you being out here and talking about this is so that we can get information that says, no, you're going to be okay. And I think what you're trying to do is vitally important, because you're right about this. I don't know a single person that is served to begin with, or anybody for that matter, that wants to run the risk of losing their benefits. Do you?
It's absolutely so important. It's something I know that we think about, particularly seniors think about every day. You know, I'm one of those. I took care of my mom and dad along with my siblings while they were still around. It's something that's on their mind every day, by and large, because of the conditions that they're in. So it's important for seniors, particularly seniors at this time. You know, the annual election period began October the 15th. And it will conclude on December 7th. So as I mentioned, there's still time.
Yeah,
to
plenty.
Talk with somebody. Yep. Go to Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare, where you can get all the information you need on the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plan or any other plans that are available in your area.
Let me ask you this question, being so involved with this over time. What do you find is at the top three that's on people's minds? What are they most concerned about?
I think the coverage, the benefits that are available in a plan, the affordability, and will that prescription drug formulary have all the drugs that I need? Again, we're talking about a special group of people who have worked a long time, who are entitled to great healthcare benefits. And I think that we all think about Am I going to be able to get to the provider that I need to get to, whether we're veterans or not, in VA healthcare or not? Can I get the provider that I need to? So what does that network look like? What are the benefits, and can I afford it?
All right. So one more time, let's give out the website. And I want to ask you, what can you think about at the top that perhaps has changed for the better for people? What should they know?
I think the options that are out there, they should know. So the Medicare Advantage world has grown by leaps and bounds over the year. So the number of alternatives is huge. That with that comes perhaps some confusion and need to talk with somebody. So to your point, going to Medicare.gov, where they can see the host of plans that are offered through Medicare and the Medicare Advantage providers across the country, or Humana.com/Medicare, where they can see what Humana has to offer online. They can also, on the Humana Medicare site, get access to a licensed agent over the phone, or perhaps arrange for an in-home visit where they can talk with somebody on the phone or over the kitchen table about their financial situation, their healthcare needs today, and what it looks like coming up in 2020.
Awesome. Ed, thank you so much for today. The other thing is, please give out that website again.
I will. Thank you. It's Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a short break. Check it out. Pass the word on. We'll be right back.